The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 21 to 28. They went as far as Capernaum, and at once, on the Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. And his teaching made a deep impression on them, because, unlike the scribes, he taught them with authority. And at once in their synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he shouted, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked it, saying, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and went with a loud cry out of him. The people were so astonished that they started asking one another what it all meant, saying, "Here is a teaching that is new, and with authority behind it. He gives orders even to unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his reputation at once spread everywhere through the surrounding Galilean countryside. It is strange that in the Gospel according to Mark, we find that Jesus is recognized not so immediately by his followers, by his disciples, but by the unclean spirits. The demons recognize him. "You are the Holy One of God." And I suppose the final recognition in the Gospel according to Mark was the centurion, who was the overseer of the crucifixion. And he said, "In truth, this man was Son of God." And we have in this short but very poignant passage, we have that wonderful word authority coming in. Jesus taught not like the scribes. The scribes, who were the teachers and the interpreters of the law, they somehow reiterated so much that had gone on before. But Jesus spoke with authority, something new. Authority, a word coming from the Latin, augere, to grow, to produce. Jesus spoke with authority. He offered them a way in which they could grow. Creative words. We read in the Gospel according to Luke that Jesus, remember, after the finding in the temple, went down to Nazareth and lived under their authority. Joseph and Mary offered the opportunity for Jesus to grow. And it was so unlike the Pharisees, who laid down laws, who laid down rituals. These must be obeyed. Jesus gave people a way of understanding and a way of growing in the love of God. And the power of Jesus' preaching. Here he banished the unclean spirit, not by any ritual act, but by just a word. Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, "Be quiet, come out of him." It was the power of Jesus' word. And we hope that we will listen to the word, and we will have the power of Jesus in us, and that we will grow and increase in wisdom and in truth.